Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike D'Attilio along with the legendary Herb Tyler here at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road in Baton Rouge. Come on by and visit us. They got great food and drink specials here at Acme Oyster House. Also, too, if you need catering done as we're getting close to the holiday season, you don't want to do maybe the traditional stuff with turkey and ham. You can give them a call here. They can set you up and do it for any occasion, really, mm-hmm. if it's a birthday, anniversary, any kind of event you have along with the holidays. Give them a call here at Acme Oyster House in Baton Rouge. And also other locations, too. They also do the catering there. Also want to thank our presenting sponsor, Map Construction, Map Built, Build Beyond. Do a great job each and every week, and well, we appreciate them always being a great supporter here of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. We talked about this in the first hour, but Indiana slipped it pretty good as they defeated Penn State in the final half minute of the game, 27-24 over the Nittany Lions in Happy Valley. West Virginia defeated Colorado 29-22. Army in a kind of crazy game. You don't see these scores too often. They beat Temple 14-13.
Oh.
Man, if you had the under on that, you were pretty good.
You're
right?
Pretty good.
Because I think the under, over and under, was 40 in that game. Yeah, that was one of them kind of what they call no sweat bets.
No.
SMU 45-13 over Boston College. Well, that brings Boston College to 1-9. Well, you talk about a
struggling.
Disappointment, man.
Yeah.
They are really, really struggling at this stage. And we talked about him a little bit before, but they were able to pull it out as Southern Miss. And Charlie Huff ends up defeating Arkansas State 27-21. Southern Miss now is 7-2 for the season. So
nice.
Congratulations to Southern Miss and the Golden Eagles. Man, big win for them. Also in a top 10 game, Texas Tech 29-7 over BYU, and it wasn't even as close as the score. I know it's 22 points, but it wasn't even that close, to be honest with you. A lot of people thought maybe Mississippi State could catch Georgia sleeping a little bit because they play Texas next week. Not so fast.
Not so fast.
Yes, indeed, as Georgia beat Mississippi State 41-21. And I know Deuce will like for me to say this. Ole Miss beat the Citadel 49-0 today. man, you got caught in the buzzsaw. And number one ranked Ohio State 34-10 over Purdue. Southeastern plays Lamar. That game has just started at 0-0. But, man, that's another school. Man, what Frank Selfo has done at Southeastern, just been fantastic. Tough early season schedule. They had to play LSU. But, man, they've rolled it up. Big test, though, this afternoon as they play Lamar. Yeah. And that's a school, man, if you were to pick a kind of a lower kind of classification school, yeah, man, and where I can recruit in Lamar and Beaumont,
yeah, right,
and all around there, give me that spot. That's pretty good as far as I'm concerned.
I agree with you. That's they're right in the middle of, you know,
that
Texas
triangle.
And, yeah, Louisiana, Arkansas. They can get some really decent players that's not going to be going to those, you know, large D1 schools that understand the game and understand discipline and can play the football game.
Also, too, congratulations to John Sumrall, the Tulane Green Wave.
Yeah, I saw that.
Man, and upsetting Memphis, yep, in Memphis last, mm-hmm, night. I could tell in his voice when we did Tulane Tuesday, he was not a happy camper about the way his team played Thursday before against UT San Antonio. They got kind of caught in the buzzsaw, too. They showed no energy, didn't look good in any phase of the game. But last night, they played with a lot of energy. Now, I knew Memphis would make a run at it, even though they had a 21-point lead. Man, Memphis got some guys on that team that can run. They got athletes all across the board. They made it close, but a 6-point win for the Green Wave. And if you look at their schedule, that's pretty favorable for the Green Wave. But I'm glad for John, because I do think, Herb, I'll get your comment on this. You can tell a lot about a coach and his team when they face some adversity, and it's how you bounce back from it.
Yep.
Being able to get up after a very poor performance against the Roadrunners, and then, man, you jumped all over Memphis early, held on to win, but it's all about a W's and L's, nothing else. Style points, that's for somebody else.
Yeah, and it depends on how you lose, too. So it's before the bounce back, is how do you lose? Do you lose, still fighting to the end of the game, which, you know, and then John Sumrall is one of the better coaches in college football. So he has his team. He has a pulse on his team. He knows who they are. And going into this week, you knew they weren't going to play the same type of way that they played last week. And so it's very impressive with Coach Sumrall in that state. And I go back to the how you lose type of thing. And I go back to, you know, LSU, Texas A&M.
That was ugly.
At halftime, I leave out of the stadium. I'm in the stadium. I leave from my seat, go inside, get me some gumbo. I'm looking for another hot dog without a bun on it, because it was delicious, and I enjoyed every moment of that.
Hot dog without a bun?
Oh, it was beautiful. At the moment, it was beautiful.
What?
And so I go back, I eat my gumbo, and I eat my little hot dog, you know, and then we go sit down, and then all of a sudden, I say, man.
I see that punt return.
wait a minute. What happened here? And then so we come back. I was like, okay, so we're going to march down the field. We're going to score, you know, touchdown for touchdown. We're going to go for it. And I three and out or whatever it was. And then the next thing, I know, wait, whoa. There's another touchdown. I said, okay, this is not good. And then all of a sudden, I kind of just glanced at the stadium. And then the seats were just empty. And so the onset came, and it just kept going. It kept getting worse and worse and worse. And I stayed till the end because I'm supposed to do that, and that's what I do because I'm an LSU fan, and I'm a root for my boys no matter what.
Well,
and
you were smart to stay to the end. You know why?
Yeah,
most of the traffic had already got out of there.
I agree. It was the fastest I've ever gotten home from an LSU game. And so with that being said, you know, at the end of the game, you know, the fourth quarter was just terrible, and I knew. I said to one of the guys that was with me, I said, look, this ain't a good look. This something big is about to happen. And I was a proponent for allowing Coach Kelly to stay till the end of the season. But I said, after what we just saw, that was not good. That was the team had completely given up on them. I didn't see any fire on anybody on that team on the field. They had no drive. They had no want. They had no will. They had no nothing. And then the fans pretty much gave up on the whole season at that point. You could see it. It all happened in that moment. And that's the reason why I asked Jeff what was the most impactful thing that happened throughout this whole entire time. Jeff gave me Verge. I think that's going to be impactful moving forward.
I was going to ask you about Verge, so you've set yourself up for that.
Well, the Verge is the moving forward part of it. the most impactful thing throughout that 2 weeks was the fact that they came back 24 hours later and said, that's it. We can't watch anymore. Brian Kelly has to go, which set off everything else. It was like the first domino that fell. And so here we go. So everything else is moving forward. So with with that being said, excuse me, whenever that move was made, I said, this is it. Now we get a fresh start in the middle of the season, right? And so in the middle of the season, here we go. You make these two moves, which was hiring the president, and then you move, take away the interim tag from Verge, who's been there forever. He was there when I was there. He was in the Academic Center for Athletes when I was there in 1995. So he was my advisor, if you will. So he was the guy coming in and checking and making sure we were in the classroom, making sure we're going to class. So he knows every aspect of what it takes to be an athletic director. And he's been an associated athletic director for 10, 15 years now or so. He was making all the schedules for the games. He was doing all that stuff. So technically he was the AD for football. That's all he did was football, essentially. And so when you look at them saying, Verge, you're the guy, to me what that was saying was that, you know, we made a very, very hard decision to let go of Scott. The only person we can hire now is Verge, because it happened so fast. There's no going searching. There's none of that stuff and none of this other stuff, because Verge was instrumental in helping Scott bringing all these other people on. And so Verge understands it as 100%. And I think he understands what LSU is all about. And it's not just the name or the letters LSU. It's the people who represent the letters LSU. And that goes from the student athletes to the students, to the fan base, to the political scene, to the business scene, to any and everything that you can think of. And this goes far, his reach is far beyond LSU in Louisiana. He knows people from coast to coast, east to west, to north to south. And when I'm talking people, I mean important people. And he has a rapport with people that only he has. He's literally been the athletic director for 30 years or whatever it's been, 15, 20 years now for LSU. He just wasn't named it. And so in that arena, I think that's the best possible choice that they could have ever made. Now, Jeff said a lot of more, you know, other things that were really, really important is he understands how other universities have done it. He has conversations with, you know, Nick Saban, as Verge said, weekly, biweekly or whatnot. So he knows how to run a football team. He knows what he's looking for in a coach. He knows what he's looking for in all aspects of LSU football, or really LSU sports in general, because what he now has now is the total reins of everything. Now he's not just football. It's everything. And so with that being said, I think that they made the greatest decision that they could have ever made by allowing Verge to become the athletic director and cutting the interim off of his title, if you will.
I think what you have to have is somebody that knows the lay of the land at LSU.
For sure.
Okay, I think that's very important. Secondly, to kind of know the inner workings of the business world. A lot of people say, well, business shouldn't be involved. No, your business is to make money.
It's to make money.
And to get money into the program.
Yep.
And Verge has been through that particular deal. And he's worked under different coaches all across the board.
And different ADs.
And so you pick up along the way. But I think experience, having dealt with the political side,
yep,
the business side,
yep,
the LSU side, the coaching side, the player.
And the parenting side.
And the parents part of it. You understand that, and I thought they needed stability. That's why I thought he was the obvious choice to be put in as AD.
Obvious choice, and the timing was perfect. Because remember, at that moment, the word is out that LSU is crumbling. Right before eyes, and there's no president, there's no head coach, there's no AD. Crumbling. Okay, guess what they do immediately? They name Dr. Rouse, and then they end up naming Verge immediately, like within, 2 days or whatever it was, 3 days of the whole thing, the ship falling. And now you've got three anchors of the triangle there, right? You got two sides of it ready to grow. So now it's just a matter of now going to find the right coach that's the right fit, that understands the game and understands what the game in college football is going to be about in 5 years and in 10 years, not today and not yesterday. And I think that's the thing that happened with Brian Kelly is, one, he lost. He has no idea who these kids are today. He has zero idea who they are, how to get them motivated, what makes them tick, what makes them great, what do they want, you know, how to get underneath their skin and just dig deep inside of them and understand who they are. And then, of course, you know, he was one of the latecomers to the whole NIL thing. And one of the latecomers to the portal thing.
Exactly.
So, you know, you need somebody that's going to be forward-thinking, and I think Verge is definitely that, and I think Verge is going to find the right person for that.
We'll be back with more of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show right after this break here on the Big 870.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you, and then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Yeah. Back here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike to tell you along with the legendary Herb Tyler. Here at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road in Baton Rouge. Come on by and visit us. Got great food, drink specials here. Also, you can watch all the games and at 6:30 tonight, right here on the Big 870 WWL, Alabama LSU, and hopefully this game will be, I think, what a lot of people anticipate—a really hard-fought football game. We're going to go now to our Tiger Scout Notebook, and is brought to you weekly by Thibodeau Regional Health System, focused on the patient care. We have on our line here from the game in 100.9 in Alabama, Ryan Fowler. Ryan, thanks so much for joining us, brother. How you been?
Boy, you guys have got me jealous there, eating that good food, because I know where Mike is around. You guys are going to have some good food, and, you know, I'm up here eating poor old Pressbox food. Bust my little heart.
What? Come on, Ryan. You got to show some stroke, man. Get you better food than that. Man, Herbert just telling me eating that hot dog without no bun, which is, man, that really depressed me to hear him say that. The gumbo part I get, but, man, the hot dog without the bun, come on.
Yeah, you got it. You got to go with a hot dog bun. You got to go with sauerkraut, ketchup, mustard, onion chopped up. But you said gumbo right there. That's like the key to my heart, man.
That's right.
I love gumbo. Woo, glory. But listen, you know, we attempt at making gumbo up here, but it's just not the same. Don't tell anybody. I hope this doesn't make it back to Alabama. They got good gumbo, but, man, you guys own cuisine. You know, I love going down to New Orleans, and when I go, I always get Mike to give me about 4 or 5 restaurants, and he gives me a list.
He does. That is accurate.
Mike, that is accurate. Core the food.
Ryan, this is maybe a little bit different look at the Alabama-LSU game than we've seen in years past.
Yeah.
And I know you and I talk about this weekly, is that this Alabama defense isn't maybe what we've seen throughout the years. They've had teams, especially with mobile quarterbacks, have taken advantage of that. And we had spoke about it early in the show, Diego Pave. Okay, he had him. He had him again for a second straight year. Now he turned the ball over in the red zone twice, but he kind of had him a little bit. The same thing happened in game one against Florida State. But, you know, they're not going to see that tonight unless we fix it on seeing a lot more of Michael Van Buren than I think we will. But your thoughts on the Alabama defense this year? We'll get talking to you about Ty and the receivers. But the Alabama defense this year, this team isn't nearly as talented as we've seen in years past from Alabama on defense.
It's not, but it's the definition of a bend, don't break defense. Without looking it up, and it hit me, I went and read it. I said, you got to be kidding. Coming into today, this was the number one red zone defense in the SEC. And that actually absolutely shocks me, because it's almost like but before they get to the 20, they can do a lot of things with Alabama. And then when they get down inside the 20, now going into the day, you know, a lot of things could change stats wise, but Alabama had the number one defense, and then they had the number two offense in the SEC. I mean, it's like number three, number four overall in the country on offense. But this defense is starting to really take shape. You got to keep in mind, they had so many injuries up front on that defensive line, and they're starting to get those guys back. You know, Tim Keenan, even though he was back a few weeks ago, Georgia was the game that he got back, he's starting to play that we thought he could be able to really anchor, you know, that middle. And when he's a go with him and LT Overton, they can really plug some big-time holes. London Simmons has been able to add. But the strength of this unit is the secondary. The linebackers are okay. Deontay Lawson, you know, it took him a little bit more time as far as health to get back from that knee injury. Justin Jefferson's been okay. Nakahil Green's been another one. But the secondary is where the strength of this team. You know, and also keep in mind, they did have a player that had some bye week blues and decided that he was going to speed a little bit. And those blue lights were behind him, and I guess he just ignored them. But he's no longer part of the team, suspended indefinitely. So kind of keep that in mind. Dre Kirkpatrick Jr., which you guys remember Dre Kirkpatrick Sr., so they'll have to play without him because he's been booted off the team for the time being. But the secondary is a strength. Dejon Lee is a big-time player, you know, true freshman out of California that's played some really, really good football. But Bray Hubbard is the guy that you want to watch out for. He is just all over the field, just a nasty, you know, top player, just got a lot of speed, but he loves to find his nose to put it in the football. And, you know, it may not be the most talented, but they're truly a bend-don't-break defense.
Ryan, one of the things, too, is from the offensive standpoint, we always knew Alabama is a really good running team, but that's really not their strength. Ty has been just fabulous this year, even better than I thought he would be. And we had the conversation at Manning Camp. I told him, and I sent you the excerpts from it, is that, man, you remind me so much of Garrett Nussmeier. It almost looked like he stole Nussmeier's 2025. He's doing what Nussmeier, all of us thought was going to do here.
Yeah.
And yes. I thought maybe, you know, because he didn't have a lot of experience, he would struggle a bit. He's been fantastic. But I think everybody got to see Ryan Williams last year, and he hasn't had the season that he had as a freshman. The guy who has come through is Jeremy Bernard. And he was a guy who sort of has bounced Michigan State, Washington, now at Alabama. And I told you during the week, he's a guy, if the draft were held today, I think he'd be a 20s pick in round one. He's that good. He's a dynamic playmaker for the Crimson Tide.
Yeah, and you look at Bernard, a fun guy to cover, too, when you look at just his overall attitude, the way he approaches life. You cover those kids that you just, and I say kids, I don't mean that disrespectful, but you cover these young men, and it's like you check the box. He's been one of my favorite guys to cover in Tuscaloosa. He just, when you sit down and talk with him, the way that he carries himself, his attitude, and it's kind of, you know, it's good when good things happen to good people. And he's been one of those guys, really, in a lot of ways, an extension of the rushing attack, because they've used him on so many short passes because they've not been able to run the football. He's been really an asset of just using him in so many different ways. But it's, you know, the South Carolina game. I mean, you go back and look at that final touchdown. When you look back at his run, That's one of those trick plays. Now, you always got to watch out for Kalen DeBoer's offense on those trick plays. And most of the time, it's been Germ. I mean, it has been Germ Bernard. That's what they call him, Germ. But it's been Bernard that's been that guy. And you mentioned Ryan Williams. Also, keep in mind now, he's on the probable list on the SEC availability report. You know, probable. He's been banged up all season, and it's been different things. It's been a lower extremity. He's had the hamstring. You know, he had the concussion in one of the, I believe, the Florida State game. I mean, I can't think of a game that Ryan Williams has not been a little bit banged up, and he's going to go into this LSU game with some question marks. And I believe this one's a little bit of an upper extremity situation when you look at Ryan Williams. So that would be something to keep an eye out. They do get Isaiah Horton back, who missed the South Carolina game, the majority of it, and then also Lotier Brooks. They're going to get him back, the true freshman wide receiver. So they got plenty of wide receivers, but it's hard to replace Ryan Williams if he's not able to go. But he was listed on the probable list earlier, and we'll probably know in the next hour and 45 minutes if he's going to be able to, you know, to give it a go.
Don't worry about it, Ryan. He'll go to football lords, and he'll be cured by the time the game starts. Herb.
Ryan, so I have a question in regards to, so this year and last year, I know what my thoughts are, but what's the difference in this team under Kalen DeBoer this year than it is last year?
Ty Simpson. It really is that simple. I think when you look back at last year, and I enjoyed covering Jalen Milroe, but it was not a fit for what Kalen DeBoer wanted to do offensively. And, you know, we could throw stones at Nick Sheridan, but I don't think that's fair. I think when you really step back and you start analyzing it and you think about it, it's just, yes, it's a year older, it's a year, but it's just Ty Simpson understanding what they're wanting to do offensively. Yes, they've got some players. You know, people assume that Coach Saban left this thing just with five stars stacked in a locker and they just come rolling out. And the portal, and, you know, you guys will probably go through that when you look at these coaching changes. It's, you know, the fortunate part for making this change now is, you know, that 30-day window of, you know, free portal entries, it really had hurt Alabama. But it's simple. I mean, it's not over complex. It's simple. It's quarterback. And it's what they want to do with the precision passes. And also keep in mind, there's so much more of this offense that I don't think we've seen. They haven't really used the deep ball. I think they're about 54th in the country and passes beyond 20, 25 yards. I think that's where that stat is. But they're not a deep ball team. But these short intermediate passes, man, they are, and they can't run. It really can't run the football. I mean, they've not been able to run the football. So they're literally just depending on one area of the game, and it's short, intermediate passes. There's other elements, but they really haven't had to use them.
Bringing in his former offensive coordinator, quarterback coach, who went coach for Seattle last year, I think has also played a big part in this offense and the way it's looked and how Ty has developed under that offense.
Absolutely. Ron Grubb, you know, you don't want to say that name too loud, because as we start looking at coaching vacancies, I would expect that he would get a phone call from some of these jobs, especially as these dominoes begin to fall. A brilliant play caller. And it almost like he went to the NFL to maybe fix even some of their offense, to be able to kind of work on some things in the National Football League. He went there, he took Geno Smith, and he took him and put him in the top 10 in most passing metrics, you know, for Seattle. They couldn't run the football either, but that was more than, you know, Seattle personnel problems and just scheme-wise. But Ron Grubb has been brilliant. And I think, you know, if it's not this year, it's going to be the future. Ron Grubb is going to get some phone calls. Now, is he willing to leave, or is he going to wait out for maybe a little bit bigger job? But he has been able to take Kalen DeBoer's offense and really take it to the next level. And if you look at this combination, when they're together, it's off the charts. And it's the years that they're apart is they both struggled. So it's like the yin and the yang. And he's a much different style of coach, too. When you go out on the field, he's rough. I mean, he's the guy that kind of reminds you a lot of Coach Saban. And DeBoer, yes, he can be, but that's really not his personality. He's had to with this team, but Ron Grubb has been absolutely brilliant. Watch his name, because there's going to be some jobs that are going to offer him, because he's that brilliant. I don't know about a CEO style, but I know from an offensive play caller, he's one of the best in the country. And keep in mind, this was the guy that Nick Saban tried to hire as that final year before he hired Tommy Rees. This was his number one choice. They brought him to Tuscaloosa. He spent like a day and a half down here. He got on the plane, went back to UW, and coached him to a national championship appearance with his offense. So with Michael Penix. But Ryan Grubb is brilliant. He's probably one of the best play callers I've seen down here. Complimentary football, playing some really good just combination. Seems to be a step ahead of most defensive coordinators.
Ryan, this is a little bit off the Alabama beat, but You're in the heart of it, too, to watch what's happened at Auburn. Mm. And Herb has always said about, man, when they played those years when Herb was there, man, those were some monster games. And Auburn was loaded on defense. I mean loaded. They had cats, and all those guys went to the NFL. What has happened to this program over the last 10 or 12 years where you get a little success and then it's two steps back and a little success and two, three steps back? And who would you think that this team would go toward, because there's been so much change? One of the things with coaches, one, tell them how much they're going to get paid. And secondly, I want to take a look at what's happened before me. Why is it not working? Why has this kind of team that was at one time loaded and a perennial top 15 football team
every year.
Why have they kind of peeled apart at the seams?
I think it's very simple. It's self-inflicted if you look at self-destruction. I mean, really, you think about trying to make up the story around Brian Harsin, the scandal that was not true, just to get him fired. This is going to sound like a very Homer approach. The biggest problem when you look at Auburn currently, they've always been able to buy their way out of trouble. When rough water is ahead, they've been able to go out and get a Cam Newton. They've been able to go out and buy their way out of trouble. The problem now is everybody's doing it. Everybody is buying their way out of trouble. Auburn cannot separate themselves currently. They got money, but everybody else does too. And that's your issue. I'm not sure they can afford one more bad hire, but here's your problem. The pecking order's not on their side, because what's happened with this job, it's lost a lot of luster. You know, Mike and I talk about it every Tuesday. Look at the three jobs that are open right now in the SEC. They're not up front. LSU is. Florida is, if you want to make that argument. But Auburn is going to have to wait for some of these other coaches where do they fall? And I think that's one of the reasons why they were so patient with Hugh Freeze, trying to see if he could flip the script a little bit. They're not going to get their number one guy. It's been a long time since they got their number one guy. I don't expect it to happen this time. They're going to have to go that coordinator route, or at least a smaller school head coach, because there's just not any big names out there that are willing to go across the state. I know, like I said, they've got an uphill climb right now, and it will take a lot to flip the script down in Lee County.
Listen, I know a guy who's from Huntsville, Alabama, is coaching at Tulane right now. So tell him stay away, because that's going to mess up my Tuesdays. I do the coaches show with Coach Summerall. That's going to mess me up with that, Ryan.
Yeah. Tulane Tuesday.
Take care of that for
Tulane. Well, and my understanding is, you know, listen, that offer job, it just didn't have but hey, it's you know, we'll watch and see, you know, what this thing will look like. But I'll make the prediction here. I don't think they get a big time hire. I think they have to go to a secondary hire and hope and wish. Watch the name Charles Kelly. That might be an option at Jacksonville State. He's a former Auburn guy, having a pretty decent season up there. I think they're, because Brent Key's not going, Lane Kiffin's not going. This wish list that they've got, you know, I wish my Toyota, it ain't never going to be.
Ryan, thanks so much for joining us, buddy. Always appreciate your time, bud. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Ryan.
Appreciate you guys. You guys have a great rest of your day. Thank you.
All right. That was our Tiger Scout Notebook this week with Ryan Fowler from 100.9 The Game, flagship station of the Crimson Tide. That segment's brought to you weekly by Thibodaux Regional Health System, focused on patient care. We'll be back with more of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show right after this.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Break. back here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike Dettie along with Herb Tyler. We're at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road here in Baton Rouge. Come on by and visit us. Got great food and drink specials here at Acme. And again, if you're looking for catering, if it's for the holiday season, or if it's for special events, birthdays, anniversaries, you name it, they can do it here at Acme Oyster House in Baton Rouge. Also, too, you can watch all the games, 16 surround sound TVs all around. Get you a little drink, get you a little food, and in for the road. This is midway into the second quarter. And Texas A&M with a 7-0 lead over Missouri. Missouri went for it on fourth down, wasn't able to convert. And,
nope.
Herb, you know the scary thing about Texas A&M? They have won with their offense, but now Mike Elko's defense is coming around.
Yes,
that might be pretty scary down the stretch for the Aggies. And right now, when you look at how the SEC is structured,
yep,
if Texas A&M wins today, Georgia has already won. If Alabama ends up defeating LSU,
mm-hmm,
Ole Miss in the run they have,
mm-hmm,
Vanderbilt's got two losses, but two real close losses,
right,
in that deal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, who gets left out of the top 12 in that finals deal? Man, you're going to have to leave a couple of them out. You can't take everybody.
You can't take everybody. And you know, I think Vandy's out, and you know, I don't know who else will be out. It just depends on – it just depends. It just depends on how it goes. But, I mean, Texas A&M is in. They're going to win out. I don't see them not winning. And I think Ole Miss is going to win out. They're going to be there. Alabama beats LSU tonight. I think they go. So I don't know what that looks like in the grand scheme. Here's the thing. Maybe all of them get in. Maybe, and when I say all of them, less Vandy. Maybe you got Ole Miss. You have Alabama.
Because Texas-Georgia will decide next
decide
week.
That's going to decide those two. Don't be surprised if Texas wins that game next week, because I think that the team that is ascending right now that no one's really paying attention to is Texas. They're winning the games when they need to win them and how they need to win them. They're not blowing people out, but they are winning those really close games.
Only thing, Herb, I don't like to walk on the tightrope. And it seems to be every week for Texas. They on that tightrope walk. And if you watch that game at the end, they had a big lead against Vandy.
Yes.
Now, onside kick. Actually, the guy for Vanderbilt's got a shot to get it before it rolls out of bounds.
Yeah.
Man, had they lost that game, oh, goodness.
It would have been a tough deal for them to try to rebound from that, for sure.
Really, really tough one. We'll be back to finish it off here in hour number two of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show right after these breaks. Finishing up here in hour number two of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike Dettie along with Herb Tyler. We're at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road here in Baton Rouge. Also want to thank our presenting sponsor, Map Construction. Map Built, Built Beyond. We come back, we'll finish it up. We got another half an hour, and we'll be talking to Renee Nadeau, former LSU player, all rights for Crescent City Sports. And he remembers the guy when he played a little defensive back at Edna Carr.
I think he
was one of the guys that actually did some games.
Yeah, he did. But don't forget it. No, I just play a little defensive back. I said a little defensive back.
I'm not talking about that you didn't play good. You small.
No. Mr. Interception, don't you forget it, all right?
All right. We'll be back with more of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgate Show right after this break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.